Good morning, everyone. It is Monday, November 30th, and I'm your host, Seth Kirkpatrick. And I know what you're all probably thinking. Where is Simran Santu? Well, Mr. Santu is the CEO and founder of Up5 Media, the company that brings you this wonderful podcast every single weekday. As such, Mr. Santu will be focusing more on executive and time-consuming projects, leaving myself to host the show. Now don't worry, you should not expect anything too different from before, as I was the one writing these scripts for the past few months. We'll still cover stories about business, politics, and of course the pandemic, as we always have. But with all that out of the way, let's begin. Now, our first story this morning takes a look at corporate America's favorite day of the year, Black Friday. And this year, many companies are put in an unusual position, as in-person visits to stores were cut in half compared to last year, according to the analytic company Retail Next. Many consumers who did go in person, however, opted to go just to a one-stop store like Walmart or Target. But on the flip side, Adobe Analytics reported that online purchases were up a whopping 22% from last year, which makes it the second best Black Friday ever for online sales. Moving forward, the National Retail Federation predicts that holiday sales will increase 3.6% from last year, while online shopping sees a 20% jump. As of right now, it is uncertain whether or not holiday shopping, including Black Friday and Cyber Monday, will be enough to repair the damage caused by the pandemic on businesses throughout this year. Now, moving away from business, our next couple of stories are all about election developments. According to the Associated Press, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court unanimously decided to reject an order from a lower court which prevented the certification of dozens of election contests. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court threw out the order, arguing that the underlying lawsuit was filed far later than what the state's law required. The lawsuit was led by Republican representative of Northwestern Pennsylvania, Mike Kelly, and he argued that mail-in ballots were unconstitutional. Mr. Kelly suggested to either throw out the more than 2.5 million mail-in ballots or just dismiss the election results and let the state legislature decide on a winner. In a concurring opinion, Justice David Wetch wrote that, quote, they have failed to allege that even a single mail-in ballot was fraudulently cast or counted. Now, our second story comes from the Biden administration, which just made a historic announcement and presented their communication team that is solely made up of women. Jen Psaki, who served under the Obama administration, will be named the White House Press Secretary. In addition to Ms. Psaki, Biden's communication team will include Kate Bedingfield, who will serve as the White House Communications Director. Next, we have Pili Tobar as Deputy Communications Director, and Karine Jean-Pierre as Principal Deputy Press Secretary. There is also Simone Sanders, who will serve both as a Senior Advisor and Chief Spokesperson for the Vice President-elect Kamala Harris. And finally, there is Elizabeth Alexander, who is the communications director for Jill Biden. Of course, Mr. Biden is quite confident about his communications team, saying, quote, these qualified, experienced communicators bring a diverse perspective to their work and a shared commitment to building this country back better. Now, our fourth story today changes things up a bit and takes a look at the prices of some precious metals. Platinum specifically is seeing an increased interest from investors, growing 14% this month to a value of $964.80 per troy ounce. According to some analysts, the reason for this increase is because of Joe Biden's pledge to put $2 trillion towards clean energy. Other reasons for this increased interest is because of gold's wavering value this last month, which reached $1,781.90, which is its lowest point since July 1st. Due to this decrease, many investors are looking towards platinum, which they expect to still have room to peak. With all of this increased demand for platinum, the World Platinum Investment Council predicted that the demand would exceed the supply by a record of 1.2 million ounces. Now, for our last story this morning, we have just one pandemic update from over the weekend, but don't worry, it's good news. According to the Wall Street Journal, many supermarkets are preparing to become a central administration hub for COVID-19 vaccines, as a vaccine approval might only be weeks away. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services has already signed orders that will send vaccines, when available, to several grocery and pharmacy chains, including Kroger and CVS. There are two key factors that make grocery stores such an ideal place to administer vaccines. The first of which is that these same companies have experience giving out flu and influenza vaccines. Additionally, these grocery stores are usually positioned near a large portion of the local population. Anyways, folks, that wraps up today's episode. As always, make sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and we look forward to catching you bright and early Tuesday morning as we continue to redefine how you experience news.